What a great time to make our way up to Mackinac Island, and they are open for business. In fact, I think Monday we're doing a virtual broadcast from Grand Hotel, I believe is what Ann said earlier. But on this National Fudge Day, there's some good news, and we wanted you to know about it. Mackinac Island's original Murdoch's Fudge, celebrating with pure Michigan ingredients, curbside pickup, safe in-store shopping protocols, and shipping to your home deals. And the guy who does this is the owner of Original Murdoch's Fudge, puts his heart and soul into it. Bob Benser Jr. is on the other end of our line, and I hope it's a beautiful day on the island as well, Bobby.
Hey, good morning, Paul. It absolutely is. I'm looking out at the Straits of Mackinac. It's like a sheet of glass. A little chilly up here, 50 degrees, but it's going to be sunny all day, and we're hoping it's going to be a busy day. It's always fun to celebrate National Fudge Day.
Well, of course it is. And for people who are not lucky enough to get up to the island right now, you can also take advantage of a little special free slice of signature Traverse City Cherry Fudge if you buy one of those fabulous five-packs. If I'm not mistaken, it's five-pack, right?
Yeah, that's our most popular box is the five-slice gift box. It has a beautiful local artist rendering of on the front. And with a purchase of that, you get a free slice of Traverse City Cherry Fudge, FedExed, you know, to you wherever you are. So we're doing this right on from today through Sunday. We have a promo code, Paul Fudge Day, so that will you'll get the five slice plus the free slice of Traverse City Cherry Fudge. So that's really popular. We love our friends there in Traverse City.
Well, that's a nice tribute to bring that up for Traverse City overall. And with you always have gone out of your way, Bob, to use fresh, pure Michigan products to make your fresh, pure Michigan product, at least the best you can.
Yeah, the best we can. Actually, most of our, not just our ingredients, but our packaging is sourced right here in Michigan. So we buy our cherries from Leland Hall Fruit Company right there on the peninsula outside of Traverse City. The sugars from the Thumb area. So we use the best ingredients we always have, and that'll never change.
So are you sensing that people are going to be coming up to the island? I know you want them to. Everyone does, but are you getting that sense?
Well, it's interesting. I arrived last Thursday night, and it was just really quiet and very, you know, surreal for me. Friday, a few people were floating around this weekend. You know, it wasn't bad, Paul, all considered. I mean, there are people here. It was nice weather. I think it's going to slowly build. One of the better indicators are, you know, advanced reservations at the hotel. So it's really, really been building the last couple of weeks. We all refunded a ton of deposits, you know, from whatever, mid-March to, you know, mid-May, but people are starting to travel a little bit now, and obviously up here, a lot of outdoor activity. I mean, coming across on the boat, you know, the windows are open, air's blowing, and when you get here, you know, downtown, sure, you can have a little bit of congestion, but it's spread out, and, you know, carriage ride, you're outside, bike ride, a hike, a walk, so we are lucky to be, you know, pretty much an outdoor, you know, destination.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fudge capital of the world, let's face it, Mackinac Island. You can visit originalmurdicksfudge.com, original, common spelling, Murdick, M-U-R-D-I-C-K-S, fudge.com, and apply the code FUDGEDAY that you're hearing here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. Get that extra complimentary slice of the beautiful cherry. Cherry happens to be one of my favorite fruits ever, the Traverse City Cherry Fudge, which is a great tribute to a great city, and a great opportunity for you, whether you're up on the island or not. Now, tomorrow we'll be focusing on Mackinac Island and Starline, and then Monday it'll be all about Grand Hotel and Scheppler's Mackinac Island Ferry, which I hope I'm still the voice on. I don't know. I did recording a long while ago, but with everything that's been happening, I haven't been able to be in touch with Chris Scheppler and see if he needed any updates or anything else. It's fun to be on that ferry and hear the announcements and all of that. It was a pleasure and a privilege to do them. Meanwhile, with Bob Benser Jr., Murdoch's Fudge owner, have you been able to get your seasoned fudge professionals back to work up there? Because, you know, a lot of people down here are having trouble hiring people.
Well, our best fudge makers are back, thankfully. So they're here. We are all, I think, pretty short staffed. We're trying to hire, you know, everyone we can. Anybody in Michigan, anybody in the Midwest, it is a great place to work. And, you know, I always tell the younger kids that, you know, you have your elementary friends, your high school friends. If you go on to college or whatever, that might be your friends. But when you spend a summer on Mackinac Island, and some say they'll only spend one summer, but they end up staying for two or three or four or longer. But you make great friends that, you know, last a lifetime. So we're trying to hire. We're all actively trying to hire. It's difficult. You know, we bring in different visas, H-2B and J-1, and that's been trying as of late. So we're not sure if that's going to happen. And it's going to be tough, but we still have enough people to service, you know, to service our guests. And we do anticipate, you know, the island, of course, being a little bit slower than it was last year, for sure.
Yeah. We'll work our way back, no doubt.
Yeah, we will.
True everywhere.
We will.
But
I think 2021 will be great, back to normal. And what better place to be than in northern Michigan, really? You know, whether it's Traverse City, the Upper Peninsula, or Mackinac Island. But, yeah, we'll see. It's still a little early to tell what the season holds.
Bob Benser, Jr., Murdoch's Fudge owner here, and with a special reopening and a present for you on this National Fudge Day today. And this will run through the 21st through Father's Day, right? Sunday is,
yep,
Father's Day. So it runs through Sunday. You can do it if you're in the store on the island. Maybe more importantly for most of us, you can do it via the website or the online at originalmurdochsfudge.com and apply the code FUDGEDAY. You've got that great fresh fudge. You've got that brittle, the toffee, all really tasty and all really, really well done. And, you know, when you say, Bobby, about people working on the island, I have never heard from anyone who has worked a summer or three on Mackinac Island not loving it and not having stories to tell for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, it really, really is a memorable experience. And it's quite the melting pot from, you know, kids and students and even middle-aged. We've hired more middle-aged folks this year that have, you know, lost their job temporarily or whatever. And so far, you know, we've only been going here, you know, a couple of weeks. They're loving it, you know. They can work, and then after work they go out and take a walk or a bike ride. And lots of super nice people up here. A lot of great employees.
Yep. I'm looking for, I don't know when we're coming up, but I know we will,
yeah,
come up. And we look forward to it. We'll be sure to look for you, Bob, and all the wonderful things that are Mackinac Island that are still there, all freshened up, ready to go for the new season, though it be delayed a little bit, but ready to go. They're open for business, so and the weather's going to cooperate nicely for the next several days, that's for sure, if you're up for a drive to Mackinac Island. Thanks for doing this, Bob. Thanks for letting our listeners know,
yeah,
about National Fudge Day and the free slice of signature Traverse City cherry fudge. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Paul. Have a good day. Appreciate it.
It is our pleasure, Bob, as we continue here.